Whiskey.
Yeah, but what I was really talking about was vowel sounds and like being able to sustain a story, a narrative like that over 8 songs continuously when you don't know what the title is going to be.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the challenge is going to be.
You're making it tougher on yourself.
Yeah, they made it tougher on themselves.
Yeah, they made it equally as hard on themselves as you guys did, I thought.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that could have always served us or hurt us. And eventually it hurt us.
Yeah. I think they did a smarter thing, though, Glenn.
Because I would agree.
The storyline thing, as doing a concept album, basically, as your theme or motif for it, is like a stronger artistic statement than the cumulative challenges, which...
Agreed.
Right, which by nature is just sort of like a random thing anyway.
Absolutely. Could not agree more on that.
Yeah, I think attributing the word gimmick to it was something that was probably started by, you know, somebody else. And I'm not sure that we used that either, but if we did, then that was probably...
Oh, no, I'm not infected. Saying that you
It wasn't you guys, no. We definitely saw it in the boards, though. And you know, people are going to believe what they believe. And again, I would just challenge them if they think it's such a gimmick and that it's going to be so helpful for them. Try it out. See how far you get.
Yeah, exactly.
There might have been an element of trash talk to that, too.
Yep.
And you know what's interesting? I thought Spin probably didn't like that vowel sounds had some songs that were, you know, in the Ouijaverse. And I don't think he was down with the Ouijaverse on every song either. So it probably did hurt them, at least with one judge.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure it did. Basically, there's a certain subset of judges, and because judges are like, I'm sorry if I'm blowing your cover, but judges are human too. And and of course, people are going to have reactions to things. Like, it's just sort of the way it is. So you make the artistic statements you're going to make, right? It's the same as throwing it out there into the audience or into the universe anyway, right? Maybe some people are going to like it. Maybe some people aren't, like, whatever.
To me, that's the whole point of 5 judges, is because you're going to have people that are going to judge the songs on different merits. Everyone's going to like what they like, and that evens it out a little bit, because at least you're getting 5 opinions instead of just 1 or 2.
Right, and only one of those judges is likely going to hate David Bowie.
Which one? Which one hates David Bowie?
I think that was Brooks. Frankie Bigface was like, who hates David Bowie?
I was shocked that Frank went out as quick as he did.
Yeah.
Granted, some of his ones towards the end weren't as strong as like the best Frankie Big Face songs are. But I personally would have had him in there longer.
Yeah. Well, he went out in the very strongest round. I didn't think that there were any bad songs in the chiptune round.
That's a good call. Yeah.
I like literally every single one of those songs.
Yeah,
I did so much shuffling for my rankings because it was like, how can I put this in the bottom three? How can I put any of these songs in the bottom three?
It's a rough thing once you start getting to those later rounds.
Yeah, and that wasn't even one of the very latest rounds. It was somewhere in the middle, and every single one of those songs were really strong. Like, I think I put the Sunday Colors at the very bottom, but theirs was a great song.
Yeah,
you know,
they had a good song in that round, yeah.
Yeah, every single one of those songs was strong and was really good, but you got to rank them. So
I do like that it seems like Narayan really does bring out the best in the competitors usually. Like some of the best songs that I know by Frankie are ones that he did for Narayan.
Yeah. Like I just recently downloaded a bunch from Narayan that I hadn't heard. My attention has gone and come back and stuff like that over the past 15 years. But yeah, just recently on the pre-show listening party, or maybe the post-show listening party, I'd heard some stuff that Tommy was playing, and then I'd go back and find it, and it would be like Frankie Big Face doing Unexpected Guest.
Yes, there you go.
Which is an awesome song. And then the other one about the little girl. Shoot, what is it?
That's Elizabeth the Great.
Yes, which is a wonderful, wonderful song.
Such a good song, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's on my list of people to cover for my Glenn Case Sings the Songs of series, which the second one, by the time everyone's hearing this, has come out.
Oh, really? We're at the point of the podcast where let's plug things.
Yeah.